Hey everybody, welcome back to yet another bite-sized political podcast with razor-sharp teeth for chewing up and spitting out liberals. Anyway, here we go folks. Wanted to talk to you about a story which amused me that I saw in the annals of the Daily Fail, which of course is one of the most repulsive publications around at the moment, and it's easily demonstrating its capacity for staying like that. So here's a headline that caught my eye. Tell me what you think. The headline is, people who don't wear face masks indoors are up to twice as likely to test positive for COVID, official data suggests. Take that, bigots. I've told you anti-maskers, you need a mask. Put on, actually, I think maybe 8 masks. Yeah, put about 8 masks on just to stay safe. And now the ONS is coming out to prove how wise I was to suggest that. This is the nonsense that they're peddling, right? So this is all about, of course, as you know, that Johnson made face masks optional in England on Freedom Day. And since then, based on, for example, what I've encountered in places like London, the majority of people are not wearing face masks, right? That's the position in England. I know it's different elsewhere in the UK, but that was certainly London anyway. The Daily Mail survey suggests 1 in 10 Britons have stopped wearing them. Oh, bugger off. It's more like about 6 or 7 out of 10. But anyway, the ONS has said that not wearing them increases infection risk. Now, you know what this is about, don't you? They're getting ready to bring back mask mandates for England. That's what underlies all this. This is just a little bit of subtle propaganda they're pushing out. So apparently, yeah, if you don't wear your face mask indoors, you're up to twice as likely to test positive for COVID compared to people who wear them all the time, data suggests. Amongst those who said they sometimes wear a mask indoors, figures suggested they are a third more likely to get infected. Hey, that's interesting, because we're also told that, what is it, up to 85% of the population, at least 80%, is being double jabbed. So what, does that not make any difference? But got to wear a mask and it does make a difference. Oh, I don't know. Let's read a little bit more. So surveys are suggesting that about 4 million Brits have already stopped wearing them, amidst growing belief that the worst of the pandemic is over. Well, again, let me stop. First of all, lots of us, I reckon, about 5 million of us, never wore them in the first place. I've never worn a face mask, no intention of wearing a face mask. So I reckon the number of people wearing them is not 4 million, it's more like about 10 million, but it might be more than that. The Daily Mail, and then this idea that, oh, the worst of the pandemic is over. How can people be so stupid as to believe the worst of the pandemic is over based on the fact that number of deaths, the only significant measure, is around about 90% less than it was at the peak back in January? Where do people get this idea, apart from looking at the data, if they can be bothered? The Daily Mail then goes on to lie further. Face masks help stop the spread of the coronavirus by catching minuscule droplets exhaled by infected people. Who wrote this? Let's see, who wrote this? This is written by someone called Luke Andrews, health reporter for Mail Online. So I'm not sure where Luke's got this idea, but heads up, Luke, please point to the science that shows they have any benefit whatsoever. Well, he goes on to say, hey, well, the science on how well they work has been patchy, although experts insist the benefits of wearing coverings are obvious. Sorry, again, more Daily Mail lies. Many people don't believe that there's any evidence that the wearing of coverings has any benefit whatsoever. And the reason for that, Luke, is because the size of the COVID-19 particle goes right through the mask. Right? It goes right through it, either going out or coming in, you absolute clown. So he goes, anyway, so they've gone on to construct all these scary masks that shows that the likelihood of catching COVID is linked to the fact that you, well, first of all, if you've been double vaccinated, for example, it says Vaccinated people are up to 65% less likely to test positive. Hey, that's interesting, Daily Mail. Have a chat with the Strictly Come Dancing two stars who were the only ones in Strictly Come Dancing to get COVID or to test positive, and both double vaxxed. Do you see the problem there? No? And three unvaccinated people are super duper fine? No? No, of course you don't, because you're not interested in this. This is a story that says there were more than 110,000 people involved in the ONS study. ONS study. So we're talking modeling, of which the vast majority, 97,000, said they were still wearing masks. So again, this is complete manipulation of data. This is statistical cloak and dagger stuff. There were 869 positive cases amongst those who always wore masks, but that's less than 1%. But amongst people that never wore masks, it was 1.8%. Right? So the punchline is that if you never wear a mask, there's a 1.8% of a chance of a positive PCR. And if you do wear a mask, there's almost a 1% chance of a PCR. It's absolutely ludicrous, but it seems to me that they are setting this up ahead of trying to get England back in line with Scotland. In Scotland, you still have to wear masks in shops, public transport, restaurants, and pubs. In Wales, you're still mandatory in public transport and in public areas, indoors. And here where I live in Northern Ireland, they must still be worn in shops and hospitality venues. Unless, of course, you're exempt, as I am, in which case you don't have to wear them. But anyway, here we have the Daily Mail anyway, basically trying to sort of conjure up something which no actual scientific study has been able to do, and namely show that there's any substantive benefit, in fact, any benefit from wearing masks in stopping the transmission of COVID-19. And yet, you've got to ask yourself, so why would the Daily Mail run a story like this? And I suggest it is so that they're helping enable the government, the Boris Johnson administration, put England back into masks when the moment is right. And they will point to this study and they will say, look, this study, this is a comprehensive study. Almost, 110,000 people have self-reported. So that means it must be right. Sorry, that's not science, but it's what the Daily Mail is very good at. It's propaganda. Thanks for listening.